Eddie Johnson to turn over the probe to the FBI. The Senate is expected to vote on a plan that would block President Trump's emergency declaration to build a wall at the southern border. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
The vote could be a setback for Mr. Trump, who even while running for office, promised to build the wall. Senator John Cornyn of Texas tells us, wall or not, he's concerned over what we know is already coming over the border.
There's not only economic migrants coming across the border, but women and children being trafficked for sex and for involuntary servitude, as well as drugs, which contributed to the death of more than 70,000 Americans last year who lost their life to drug overdose.
I'm John Clemens.
Alex Trebek is back to work hosting Jeopardy following the news that he has stage 4 pancreatic cancer. You're listening to USA Radio.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
More on our top story. President Trump is welcoming the Irish Prime Minister for St. Patrick's Day festivities to the White House. The president was then asked by reporters to update us on the situation between a trade deal between the United States and China.
We're moving along at a very high level. We're getting what we have to get, and I think we're getting it relatively quickly. So the China talks are moving along as to whether or not we'll strike a final deal. That I would never want to say, but they're moving along very well.
Anyone applying for a job needs to be very careful about who they use as a reference. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
That's the advice from account temps following a survey it conducted that determined that references carry as much weight in the American hiring process as anything else. In fact, of the nearly 3,000 managers surveyed, about a third of them said they did pass on hiring people after checking references. Managers suggest offering references before the prospective employer even requests them, and always ask contacts in advance prior to using them as a reference. And you should send a thank you note to everyone who agrees to be a reference for you. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
There were no winning tickets sold in Wednesday night's $448 million Powerball jackpot. The estimated prize for Saturday now stands at nearly $500 million. Keep in mind, though, the odds of winning that jackpot are 1 in 292 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is BobBurnsSpeaks.com, and I'm inviting you to listen to my show at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoons on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, entitled Awaken to Your Purpose. How many people walk through life awake and knowing why they were incarnated here in this beautiful planet? Not a lot of people do. I was in my late 40s by the time I found out, but now I know. So listen to the show, and maybe that'll promote you to awaken to your purpose. And thank you so much.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader. Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle it! handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
All right, welcome everybody. You know what? You know what's interesting? Maybe we'll start off. It's big anniversary. Big anniversary this weekend. Now, when it occurred, it wasn't on the weekend. It was during the week. Can anybody tell me what it is the 10-year anniversary of? The Devil's Low. That's what some people like to call it. The Devil's Low. That's when the S&P 500 bottomed out at 666. S&P 500 bottomed out at 666 10 years ago this week. And it's interesting. You take a look at how well the market. Well, let's just take a look at the S&P 500. How well the S&P 500 has performed since then. Again, but it's a 10-year period of time. Who looks at things in exact numbers? Done phenomenal over the past 10 years. But if you make it 11 years and you consider 2008's numbers, not so good. You go all the way back to 2000 and you take in some of the issues in regards to 9/11 on through, it's about a little over 5.5% over that period of time, and you factor in inflation, and maybe it's down to around 3%. So, yeah, I'm not a big believer in just buying the S&P 500, but I'm also a big believer in dollar cost averaging, something we talk about all the time here on the program. If you were listening to us 10 years ago on this radio program, reading our columns in our newsletter that we put out. You know, one of these days, I've got to figure out some sort of way to get all, to make audio searchable. I don't know, it'd be a difficult thing to do. I've got so much content over the past 20 years, it'd be nearly impossible. But my columns are there, and I was a little bit more prolific with my writing back at that point in time. If you chose to listen to us, you did extraordinarily well. Extraordinarily well. The opportunity that was there with the S&P at 666 was, again, my opinion, I probably won't ever see anything like that again. We reminisce sometimes, my brothers and I, about the menu of what was available back then. And it was actually interesting things as well. Closed end funds that were trading at deep discounts to their net asset value that were yielding just incredible rates. There was a lot of anarchy going on, but there was a lot to take advantage of. Why? Well, never, ever, ever bet on the end of the world. It is only going to happen one time. I don't care what Glenn Beck is telling you on his program. I don't care what this one is saying or that gold bug is saying or whatever it may be. Maybe it's the crypto people nowadays. Betting against the United States has always been a losing bet. It has. Even, you know, considering you take a look at what the markets worked their way through in regards to the Obama years with increased taxes, increased regulation, Obamacare, and still chugged along. Still did extraordinarily. Now, granted, in my opinion, I would have done things much, much differently than his administration, and I think we would have seen much better growth than we did. But despite that, we've made it through. And again, this goes to the discussion in regards to recessions. When you get economists and wizards of smart all over the news, oh, we can expect a recession in 2019, and maybe we'll get one in 2020. They don't have any idea. They don't have a clue. They're just guessing. They're just guessing. Who knows? If we get a recession, we get one. We make it through, and we come out stronger on the other side. But anyway. Anyway, again, I think that kind of reminiscing a little bit. It wasn't easy for us at that point in time. Did we have a lot of hands that we had to hold on to during that point in time? Yeah. I mean, it's tough. Not easy when everything you're listening to, everything you're seeing on TV is scaring the crap out of you. I get it. I'm human. But again, in any type of a crisis situation, difficult situation, panic is the last thing in the world you want to do. The last thing in the world you want to do. And if you don't understand what dollar cost averaging is to some of our new listeners out there, I don't care if every economist out there is telling you that April of 2019 is going to be a terrible month for the market. It's going to be awful. It's going to be terrible. Stock market is going down. Doesn't make any difference. Guess what? You're buying. Every single month, you pick a day. You pick a day when the money's coming out of your paycheck, out of your bank account, and you're saving and you're investing and you're putting money away. And you bear no mind to any of the external nonsense out there. You just keep plugging along. That's the key. Dollar cost averaging and compounding over time. The royal road to riches. Anyway, wanted to talk, getting a little bit in regards to financial planning today here on the program. There was a couple columns this past week that I found fascinating. Now, one of these columns written by a gentleman by the name of Andrew Biggs, and Andrew Biggs is from the American Enterprise Institute. And oftentimes I find myself in agreement with many of the conclusions and the things that the American Enterprise Institute puts out. In this case, I don't believe a damn word they're saying. Andrew Biggs, in his column here, he wrote this piece to basically blast the Democrats' plan to go out and raise taxes on, raise payroll taxes and try to get more money for Social Security and also give greater benefits for current recipients of Social Security. Now, I don't agree with that either. That's nuts. And the Democratic plan is going to raise payroll taxes slowly but surely up close to 15%. And it's going to put a payroll tax on all income above $400,000. They're going to give greater benefits to senior citizens right now. And I'm sorry, and I know I'll get a lot of hate emails and nonsense out there, but if you're getting Social Security right now, give you and your buddies, give yourselves a high five. Count yourself lucky because you're getting it. Current recipients of Social Security are more often than not going to collect more than they paid in. Collect more than they paid in a system where the money was never invested. They're doing just fine. The people that are going to get stuck with Social Security and are going to eventually have major benefit cuts are the younger generation. And this is something that we've been talking about now for decades. Why? Because it's simple demographics and it's simple math. Democrats think they're going to fix this thing. And I've talked about taxes here on the program. There's not a day that doesn't go by, And a day that doesn't go by, and we'll get into some of these tax ideas a little bit later on in the program, where I don't see another idea for another tax, an embedded tax, a payroll tax, raising payroll. It doesn't make any difference. Taxes on top of taxes. And it all goes back to, I think about it in terms of when I'm coaching kids. And I tell a kid, hey, kid, you go out there and give me 110% today. Now, theoretically, that is impossible. But in essence, that's what many politicians in D.C. are saying right now, that they can actually tax us above 100%. Because if you add it all up, it's what it's amounting to at this point in time. But Andrew Biggs puts out this column and saying, yeah, things are not so bad out there. Senior citizens are doing fantastic. The numbers are great. The standard of living is fantastic. Oh, they got more than enough money. Yeah. Andrew, let's just play pretend here for a second. Do you honestly think that if Social Security wasn't there, that all of these senior citizens would be just fine? No. Now, that's a whole different problem, is it not? What about the fact that pensions all across the country, not just public, not just government pensions, private pensions as well, they're in dire straits. You think those things start getting cut, start going away, you think all these senior citizens are going to be doing fine? Andrew, I've been doing this a long time, my friend. Okay, granted, okay, you're at the American Enterprise Institute, but I'm on the ground. And I'm here to tell you, you're wrong. We're going to take a quick break. We get back. We're going to talk about these issues and what the real numbers are and what you need to do. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the one, the only, the Watchdog on Wall Street show. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is our site. Get there. Become a part of the Watchdog on Wall Street family. Get your financial plan done the right way. Absolutely free. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. All sorts of free stuff there at the website. Or give us a call. 800-471-5984. That number again, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. Numerically, that's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
Exercise is hard. So is maintaining a healthy diet. Of course, neither is half as hard as dying. Sadly, Type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and stroke kill nearly a million people a year. Even sadder, most of these deaths are preventable with a few lifestyle changes, including regular activity, healthier eating, and not smoking. Talk to your doctor about your risk for type 2 diabetes and heart disease. And if your doctor recommends lifestyle changes or medication, listen. The reason so many die is because not enough are willing to change. You can stop it, starting right now. It's your life. Listen to your doctor. Eat better. Get moving. Visit checkupamerica.org or call 1-800-DIABETES. A message from the American Diabetes Association.
Tiki Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
All right, listen up, everybody. I want to make this clear. I don't offer up, how should I put it, busy work here on this program. I don't. When we're talking about financial planning topics, there's no filler. I explain this to the kids when I'm on the athletic field and I'm coaching. Every single thing that I do, every drill that I put my kids through, every activity has a very important, specific purpose. The same thing holds true for this program. Everything that we discuss when it comes to your portfolio, your finances, is important. Very important. Again, we've gotten a rash as of late of a lot of disastrous, I guess that's the best way to put it, financial plans coming in from other planning firms, other brokerage firms out there. It's just these advisors and these brokers, they just don't know. They just don't have the experience. They don't have the time on the ground. How many times you've been walking into banks lately and you get some 22-year-old as their new wealth advisor there at the bank, and they try to point you over in that direction? Kid can't even remember the financial crisis, for crying out loud, and is able to handle your money. She understands life at all. This is, I'm telling you right now, this is an experience business. Experience counts for a lot. And the things we discuss here on the program, again, I cannot stress how important they are. You're going to constantly be constant barrage of nonsensical, call it conventional wisdom. You're being hit from all over the place. Financial planning this, get your this done this way, magical plan that way. It doesn't work that way. And you get people in the Wall Street Journal, oh, there's no problem out there, retirement. There's no crisis. Everything's fine. Right. Right. Two-thirds of Americans right now are very concerned about having enough money saved for the latter part of their life. You want to call it retirement? We'll call it retirement. Again, I'm not a big believer in retirement. But based upon the age that they picked, and I'm telling you right now, not a good idea to do that when you're in your 20s and your 30s, even your 40s, trying to guess what's going to happen next. You don't know. Based upon that age that they picked, people are concerned. The average amount of money saved for retirement, $84,000. One-third of Americans have less than $5,000. Yet Andrew Biggs is telling us that everything is awesome, everything is okay. Really, $84,000? How long do you think that's going to last? $84,000? Not to mention the fact that our senior citizens are living longer and healthier lives. Now, if you have been a longtime listener of this program, this is not new. This is not news to you. You might not like it. You might not want to hear it. You might want to bury your hair. If you can bury your head in the sand, go ahead. See if that helps matters. The solutions to the problems that are out there, we address them here on the program. We don't sugarcoat things here. It is eerily similar to losing weight. It's simple, but it's not easy. There is no magical, quick and easy catch-up investment program. There's no guaranteed return. I actually got something in the mail from some investment con guy guaranteeing stock market linked results of over 20% a year. There's no hot stock. You're not going to get involved in the Uber IPO and then be all set and away we go. What is our motto here? What is our motto at Markowski Investments here at the Watchdog on Wall Street show? Everything in life that has meaning, value, and worth involves work, time, and effort. No exceptions. Now, I'm using my coach's tone of voice here today. I'm trying to fire people up. I am. I want you engaged in what I have to say because it's important. And as you can tell, as a coach, I'm not a big participation trophy guy. And guess what? There's no damn participation trophy if you take your finances and you handle them, let's say, in a half-assed manner. Good way of putting it, no? We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to delve into this. And the idea of being anti-fragile and protecting yourself and being able to grow like we talked about when things don't go your way. We got to take a break though first. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our website. Again, become a part of the Watchdog on Wall Street family. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com newsletter. Consultations with our certified financial planners. Our 24-hour day help hotline, 800-471-5984.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Beto O'Rourke is meeting with Iowans today. This is part of his three-day swing as he announced that he's running for president. The former congressman from Texas joins an already crowded 2020 Democratic field. President Trump was asked about O'Rourke today at the White House.
I've never seen hand movement. I watched him a little while this morning doing, I assume it was some kind of a news conference, and I've actually never seen anything quite like it. Study it. I'm sure you'll agree.
Almost 80 million Americans are under the impact of a winter storm that's being called a bomb cyclone due to the rapid air pressure drop. Thousands of Coloradans woke up today in the dark after storms knocked out power lines, grounded flights, and buried highways in snow. The storm is packing damaging winds and tornadoes in the Midwest and South. A Connecticut Supreme Court ruled that gunmaker Remington can be sued over how it marketed the Bushmaster rifle used in the Sandy Hook Elementary School shootings. This is USA Radio News.
Get the hottest flooring styles at incredible prices at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale. All waterproof floors are on sale up to 50% off. Get a dollar off per square foot on select Bellawood hardwood floors. And take 20% off new AquaSeal water-resistant laminate. Plus, ask how you can get professional installation and special financing. Get to Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Rapp Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rapp Coin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Daryl Hall and John Oates. I'm gonna ask everybody quick favor. I want you to put down all your preconceived notions, all of your biases down, all of the ideas that you may have, and be able to open up your mind to consider other options. Now, when I talk about this here on the program, I do get, and I know I will get dozens of emails from people saying, are you out of your mind? I'm done at 62. You expect me to work long? And I'm going to get all of that type of claptrap coming back at me. I want everybody just to try this for a second. If you know who you are, you're sitting down, you're listening to me right now. Okay, if you actually are honest with yourself, you know who you are, whether or not you are ready to stop working, and you're all set and ready to go, and you've got enough money where you're able to do all of the things that you want to do and enjoy your life the same way you enjoyed it when you were working. Meaning that, hey, you don't have to go out to dinner at 3:30 in the afternoon, and you can go out to dinner with all the normal people. You might want to reevaluate your retirement date, and even if you want to retire. When you start out putting money away, like many people did, you get some sort of retirement plan, 401k plan at a young age. They ask you, which again is ridiculous, when are you planning on retiring? Oh, really? I'm 22 years old and I'm supposed to know that now? Do you have any idea how ill-advised and limiting that is? By putting a date in your future when you are going to stop. I'm just going to stop. Think about this. You're directing this at people in their 20s and 30s. How in the world is a young adult going to have any idea when he or she is going to retire and make all important decisions throughout your life based upon that date? This is why I can't stand target date funds. Target date? Hell, man. Life happens. Things happen. You meet the love of your life. You have an unexpected child. You may get a different job. You may lose a job. You may have an opportunity presented to you when you could start your own business. Who knows? Oh, I got this date I set here. Give me a break. Okay? Give me a break. All of the sales forces there, I'm talking Wall Street, investment industry, they've got their charts, they've got their gimmicks, and they've got all of their various different ways of getting you to save money, right? Most of which I've looked at, and it's confusing, frustrating, turns a lot of investors off, doesn't simplify the process. And again, they keep coming up with all sorts of these far-flung ideas. I think I mentioned this on the program. I saw this a month or two ago, maybe a little bit longer. This one investment firm talking about getting a spending buddy. You're going to find a spending buddy. And the spending buddy, you are going to share all of your spending and saving habits. And you're going to hold each other accountable. Ooh, sounds like fun. Right. Rather stick a hot poker in my eye. We talked about the fire investment process, basically living like a monk for years. There's another advisor on television suggesting people in their 20s and 30s, they should be socking away 25% of every paycheck. Why? How many people listening can remember you're 23, 24 years old? If you could take 25% of your paycheck and put it away, are you kidding me? How is that possible? Unless you're living in mom and dad's basement and mom's making you dinner every night, and guess what? You're not getting many dates. It's nonsense. most of the cookie cutter stuff out there is nothing more than ridiculous algorithms. All they take into account is the little bit of data that you give them. How much data do you have about your life when you're in your 20s, when you're in 30s? Not much. We'll get further into this, but we got to take a break. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
Coming to theaters for 3 days only. Patterns of Evidence, The Moses Controversy.
The Lord said to Moses, write this in a book.
A new documentary follows investigative filmmaker Timothy Mahoney's faith-affirming journey throughout the Middle East in search of scientific evidence that Moses wrote the first books of the Bible.
So the question is the Bible a literal story of God acting in history?
Patterns of Evidence, The Moses Controversy. In theaters March 14th, 16th, and 19th only. For tickets, go to patternsofevidence.com/Moses.
Wouldn't it be great to see your windows in a whole new light? Do it right. Call your local neighborhood experts. Budget Blinds. You'll get beautiful style and personalized service for every budget. We bring the showroom right to your home, so you can choose from hundreds of blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes. Plus smart home window coverings you control with the touch of a button. And with Budget Blinds, we do it all for you. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy. There's a reason why Budget Blinds is the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. When we say we have style and service for every budget, we really mean it. So let's get your home a whole lot of gorgeous. Get your free consultation right at home. Just go online to budgetblinds.com or call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free consultation right at home. Now that's beautiful. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
I started going cold turkey. Well, at least when I'm in the car.
I know I shouldn't do it, but it's so hard to stop. That's why I hide it.
I do it all the time. I stopped by locking it in my glove compartment.
My friend used to do it way too much. Now I turn it off when we're in the car.
My solution is simple. I just don't do it.
There are lots of ways to stop yourself and others from texting and driving. How will you stop? Tell us at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-319-2629. That's 800-319-2629. 800-319-2629.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Here's a good example. It is an old school Duran Duran song. I think it's probably, I'm going to guess, 1992. Now, what did I know back in 1992 about what was going to happen during my life? The ups, the downs, the pitfalls, the things that we were going to overcome, the direction I was going to head in. Nothing. Nothing. That's the problem with all of these cookie cutter programs that are put out there. These algorithms that are sold by financial advisors and brokers. In our opinion, one of our greatest attributes at Markowski Investments and what we do here at this program is that we're human. We're human. And we're all different. I'm different from my brother Michael, far different than my brother Matthew. We've all got our different hobbies, unique wants, likes. We're all human. Humanity is never a part of these algorithms. Never. Humanity and life are never part of the equation. Again, what's your risk tolerance? Well, you know what your risk tolerance is when you're 24 years old. People bind themselves to things that they shouldn't. When we have the understanding that a full life is one where you have options. Lots and lots of options. And all you're doing with what you're saving and dollar cost averaging and putting money away is building. Building wealth so you can have more options. And you can do more things. But that, in turn, involves having a balance. The advisor on TV saying, everybody in your young, your 20s and 30s, you need to be saving 25%. What? So you can't go out with your friends on the weekend, grab a beer with your friends, go to see an occasional ball game or anything like that because you have to put away 25%? We're only here once, don't forget. You want to enjoy your life, too. One of my favorite, and I mentioned this guy countless occasions here on the program, favorite authors / philosophers, Nassim Nicholas Taleb. He's written extensively on this concept that we've talked about here on the program of black swans, which are things that happen that you don't see coming. You have no idea. No idea that they're coming. Well, when you're preparing for your future, you better be prepared for black swans. Rather than plan for retirement, one should prepare for life. Going to take another quick break. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Again, join the fam, Markowski Investments fam, free consultation with our certified financial planners, Watchdog on WallStreet.com.
Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
You should believe in math. Not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everybody. Buddy? Yeah, I don't know. I'm bringing up lacrosse a lot and coaching today on the program. You know what I think it is my kids are back practicing now, even though it's inside in the gym, because we're dealing with March here in New York, the dreaded month of March, where it snows and you're hoping it's spring. When am I going to see tulips? That's the only thing. I got to just hope the tulips are around the corner. But anyway, I brought up coaching a lot. And one of the things that I kind of try to get across to my kids, and granted, when I coach, we scout other teams. We like to know what the other team's top players are, what they're capable of doing. But I tell my players as a team that we work to prepare for any opponent. It shouldn't matter what opponent we are going to face. It doesn't matter. We can win. Another example of this was given by a Navy SEAL who says you can go into battle with a map and a plan. When you get on the battlefield and the terrain and the conditions are different than what you expected, what do you do then? Go with the terrain. A couple weeks ago here on the program, I hearkened back to the 2007 annual report by Warren Buffett, which read like a help wanted advertisement. Wanted, a young man or woman with the potential to manage a very large portfolio. The ideal candidate must be someone genetically programmed to recognize and avoid serious risks, including those never before encountered. Other key requirements: independent thinking, emotional stability, and a key understanding of both human and institutional behavior. What Tlaib, the Navy SEAL, Buffett, myself, are all trying to get across is expect the unexpected. And thank God for it. May you live in interesting times. That Confucius, expect the unexpected. When the market sells off for no apparent reason, going haywire, like in December, no big deal. When the market skyrockets and you're like, why is it going? I don't know why. Forrest Gump said it, right? When he's running cross country, when he stepped in a pile of excrement, blank happens sometimes. The people that end up being frustrated, the investors that lose time and time again because they don't learn from their mistakes, this includes a lot of the hedge fund guys out there as well. Well, they think they're immune to this. They think that there's some way that they can get around it. They can't. They may promote ridiculous outsized returns, got idiots on the radio, television, pitching their magical software or trading classes. I hear those commercials all the time. There's some trading class you're going to go to, and all of a sudden you're going to be a top-notch trader. The arrogance is that they don't know what they don't know. There's a phrase in psychology that goes along with this. It's called the Dunning-Kruger effect. It is a bias in which people of low ability have this illusory superiority, and they mistakenly assess their ability as greater than it is. Again, you see this all the time with economists on TV. Remember, we equate most economists out there to astrologists and tarot card readers, along with many of the hedge fund people out there as well. These are people that they're not even self-aware. They're going to tell you how bright and how smart they are, how intelligent they are. Right. Sure. Again, some of the smartest people in the country. Just ask them. Larry Summers, Paul Krugman, Joseph Stiglitz. Yeah, the ones that told you the economy was going to tank and the markets were going to collapse when Donald Trump got elected. The guys that are never right. We've been over it time and time again here, talked about being resilient when managing your assets, when dealing with financial storms. Again, I'm going to quote Tlaib again, and his phrase that I love came up with. He made up the word. I'm not kidding. He tried to find a word in various different languages to basically express what he was trying to, and he didn't. There isn't one anywhere. It's called anti-fragile. Some things benefit from shocks. They thrive and grow when exposed to volatility, randomness, disorder, stressors, risk, uncertainty. Yet in spite of the ubiquity of the phenomenon, there is no word for the exact opposite of fragile. Let's call it anti-fragile. Anti-fragility is beyond resilience. It's beyond robustness. The resilient resists shocks and stays the same. The anti-fragile gets better. Again, when markets go to hell in a handbasket, you take advantage of it. This is what you need to do. Investors need to understand the concept and apply it, not just to their portfolios, but everything that they do in life. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Become a part of the Watchdog on Wall Street family. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our 24-hour day help hotline, 800-471-5984.
You're listening to the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Connecticut Supreme Court ruled on Thursday that gunmaker Remington can be sued over how it marketed the Bushmaster rifle used to kill 20 children and 6 educators at Sandy Hook Elementary School back in 2012. Alan Gottlieb is the founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. He explains what this means for Remington.
Well, what the court said was is that one of the claims could stand, all the others can't, and so now it goes back to trial. But, of course, my guess is Remington will appeal this to probably the United States Supreme Court from the state court in Connecticut and have it overthrown.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is defending her opposition to impeaching President Trump. Talking with reporters today on Capitol Hill, Pelosi says the House has many other important issues to deal with.
And it is not worth our time to take our attention from that.
President Trump is welcoming the Prime Minister of Ireland to the White House today. This is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare. And it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month. Not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan has given testimony before the Senate Armed Services Committee about the growing threat of China.
That testimony during budget hearings on Capitol Hill included the Pentagon's concerns of the military advances being made by China in recent years.
China's defense spending approaches that of the United States when we take into account purchasing power and the portion of our budget going to military pay and benefits. That, coupled with China's organized approach to steal foreign technology, has allowed China to modernize its missile, space, and cyber capabilities, as well as project power far beyond its borders.
I'm John Clemens.
Empire actor Jussie Smollett is pleading not guilty to more than a dozen charges against him. Trial attorney Heather Hansen talks about what Smollett is possibly facing if found guilty.
At most, I think he's probably going to get probation. He's up for, there's 1 to 3 years for every one of those counts, so there could be a long time.
Hansen was also pleased that cameras were allowed in today's court hearing. This is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier,